Hi, y'all. This is Day and Airy with Winchell Time. Thanks for joining us. Today is the 5th of November. Remember, the 5th of November. Hey, Airy, so what's Winchell Time?
Welcome to Windshield Time, y'all. Thanks for tuning in. This podcast is a non-technical, fun, informative way to learn about money, Bitcoin, blockchains, and digital assets for busy parents and working folks who are curious about these new technologies. Day, myself, and our guests talk about these evolutionary systems of money and what they do, y'all. Because what part of your life does money not touch? And also, this podcast is not financial advice, and your reactions are your total and complete and absolute responsibility, y'all. Thanks again, and enjoy the show.
Awesome. Thank you for reading that. I'm Day, and I'm your co-host of Windshield Time.
And I'm Airy, the other co-host of Windshield Time. So what's the price of Bitcoin at, Day?
I just checked the price of Bitcoin on the handy-dandy Apple Stocks quoting app. Again, you can plug it into your phones out there if you happen to have an iPhone and search for BTC-USD. The price just a moment ago, it's about 12:30-ish, again, on November 5th. It was $9,365.
Ooh, not bad.
You take one dirty U.S. fiat dollar and divide that by the decimalized version of that price of Bitcoin.
So it'd be eight decimals out.
0.00009365. Super easy math. Any calculator can do it. And then you get 10,678 sats.
Which is the number of Satoshis for one U.S. dollar.
Exactly. And then we're getting close back to the $10,000 mark for one whole Bitcoin. And the symmetry is nice because for $10,000 per Bitcoin, you get 10,000 Satoshis, the smallest unit of a Bitcoin in the universe, at the moment at least. How's it going? Lots going on. It helps to talk in a podcast. Instead of looking at me and nodding.
Well, what's going on right now is I've got a few calls and stuff lined up for today. We've been doing the roadshow with the WTI Cascadia Blockchain Council. And so if you want an update on that, we're learning that all the investors and all these blockchain technology companies and all these policymakers need a lot of help. They don't want just the council, but they want help with PR. And so now we're going to do take another step forward and being much more proactive about it. Get everyone in a room and say, like, what are your biggest PR needs or wishes? And then start doing PR. We're going to become the super PR company for everybody.
Awesome.
That's the council. So join in if you want to be part of the PR storm.
So if I wanted to let PR into layman's terms, would it be education?
It's awareness. So did you know that we've actually had three exits or M&As of blockchain companies being acquired by larger companies in the Pacific Northwest region?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I knew there was at least one.
Yeah. So we need to like talk about that. Or did you know that we actually have several blockchain companies enable technology companies that are enterprise focused and not just consumer focused? Can you name which ones those are? A lot of people can't. Or did you know that we have some really good supply chain use cases with chocolate and coffee and fishing and apples and cherries that are actually being used today? And a lot of people would say, no, I can't really name what that those are. And so that's what we mean in terms of PR. We need to get the awareness out there in terms of what's actually being done and who's doing it and what's been going on in this space.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
A lot of work to do.
Oh, yeah.
How you doing, Day? I'm doing great. I am fired up because I just got off the Ikigai quarterly call with Anthony and Travis and
Timothy.
And Timothy Lewis, exactly.
And you're wearing the shirt that says HODL.
Happen to be wearing the t-shirt I got from eToro Bitcoiners Conference, and it does say HODL. Going to be wearing it to the happy hour for the WTI happy hour, community happy hour later today, this afternoon.
This is going to be the last of these happy hours, so drink up, buttercup. This month and
this
next
is the
month,
last one?
Yeah, we're going to change it up. No, next one.
Next month
one.
Is the last one.
So
oh,
these
okay.
are the last bits of the community happy hours, and we're going to be changing it up into something far more intimate.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, starting 2019. So 2019 has been the year of just learning and iterating on what's working and what the community really needs. And just to put a placeholder out there, we did the community events. And so 2020 will be a whole new ballgame.
Change is constant.
Yes.
All right. So, yeah, we're going to just go through a quick recap of all the shows that we have in the pipeline to backlogged. Produce. Yes, we're backlogged nicely with content. And yet we're still scheduling people to come on the show.
Yeah.
But I'm going to run through some names, and then you can give a reaction to these names, because I have the list in front
we
of me here.
We have so many good shows coming. So many awesome good shows coming up. Yeah.
So we saw Alex Mashinsky with Celsius Network in Las Vegas.
I was crying in that podcast at the end, right? I couldn't even talk because I was so speechless.
Yeah, I think it was maybe the kids part that really choked you up. After going through all of the drama about banks and everything and what they do to people.
And then he has six kids. And oh my goodness, it was so good.
Yesterday, we had Neil Berquiston, co-founder and CEO of CoinMe.
Yeah.
Full disclosure, they are a sponsor of the podcast.
Yeah.
And I think he had a really good time.
Yeah.
We had a really nice lunch together and then came down and into the Dungeon Studio and recorded.
Yeah. He sent a message and he said, everybody that does a podcast with you guys should go through the experience I went through, which is, you know, the ideal one is like I cook you lunch, we eat lunch together, and then we go down into the dungeon.
Now it's the dungeon. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the next upgraded version of the podcast studio.
Yeah.
Also in Las Vegas. Also in Las Vegas, we sat down with Pomp.
Yeah, Anthony Pompliano. It was really, really awesome because I had a bunch of these questions that I'd always been wanting to ask him. And they were just more like operator, marketing, what if in the world questions. And so he kind of humored us and answered a whole bunch of them. And I was really, really tickled by it. He even showed us how he actually uses Twitter. So he pulled it up and he was showing us how he did it. It was amazing.
That was cool. Christy Lee Minahan.
Oh my God, that woman just, my jaw was on the floor the entire time. So young, has lived like many lifetimes, just similar, also a similar background to me, like grew up under a rock in a lot of ways and just a powerhouse. Yeah.
Yeah, there was some eerie coincidences that were, you know, in y'all's history together.
Like we both grew up Seventh-day Adventist. Like who does that?
Yeah, seriously, who does that? Ian Bellina.
Oh, Ian Bellina. I was so sad to miss that because I was stuck over at the
World Series
poker tournament.
No, that was the World CryptoCon poker tournament at the not Mike Tennyson mansion, like we kept on saying before the event.
Yeah, it's marketing there. Marketing. Yeah.
But yeah, you still got value out of that event.
Oh, it was wonderful. It was really great to spend some good quality time with everybody that was playing poker and all the sponsors.
And then, what I learned from Ian, I had to do that interview solo, was that he is basically the poster child for ICOs of 2017.
Mm-hmm.
And another really interesting fact is that his background is similar to mine in the fact that he worked at IBM as a sales engineer. I have a sales engineering background in wide area networks.
Yeah.
Real nice guy. And so, you know, I think maybe he is garnered more criticism than is due, maybe. You know, who knows? Everybody can make up their own minds, but I enjoyed getting to know him, certainly. Charles Hoskinson.
Oh, Charles Hoskinson. I have followed him to the ends of the earth, all over the world, trying to meet up with him in Athens and Boston, Miami, San Francisco. Oh, and did I say Aspen? Yeah, Aspen and Athens.
You saw him in Aspen?
Yeah, I saw him in Aspen, too. Yeah, we were on a panel together. So, just amazing brain. And what he's doing with Cardano, ADA, and IOHK, just amazing. Just the amount of mental and muscle powerhouse and power horse he has within himself and his entire team. Just absolutely amazing.
Highly recommend that if you guys are hearing about, you know, Charles Hoskinson, we, you know, he's a friend of the Day and Airy show. Personally and now professionally, but if you go and find the Anthony Pompliano interview with Charles Hoskinson, Aaron was actually sitting in the room and took a picture, tweeted it. I was standing in the room with the Bitcoin baby, and then when he started to get act up a little bit, I had to leave the room.
Well, you can hear
and
him.
So, yeah, it was kind of funny.
You can hear the baby yelp a few times in the podcast, the Anthony recording, if you listen.
Ken Lang, Cosmo Ventures.
Yeah, so he's the former CTO and founder of Lycos back in the day. And so, you know, just catching up and seeing what he's doing with Cosmo Ventures and what he's focused on. So that was just very interesting and learning about his...
I think I've seen Cosmo inside one of the Telegram groups that I'm in. I wonder if it's the same Cosmo.
Cosimo.
C-O-S-I-M-O. I'm kidding. You don't have to look at me like that. Margot with an X, Aquarian.
Margot with an X was introduced to her during Vegas Blockchain Week. Funny, I had no idea about her, but she actually has a long history of working and building exchanges over and over and over again. And then now she's working on the policy side. So she's learned that, you know, the states are really, really behind on their policies, similar to what we're doing with the Cascadia Blockchain Council. And she decided to get a bunch of old exchange guys and gals who build exchanges to come together and help educate policy makers and work on
securities exchanges, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh.
Exchanges.
Oh.
Yeah, she's built a lot of digital asset exchanges. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So
I think those are technically called ATSs, alternative
trading services.
Systems.
Yep. So she has a history of doing that, and now she's on the policy front. So just learning about her point of view was very interesting. Yeah.
And then finally, Tron Black and Sean Owens.
Yeah, so I was originally supposed to do an interview with only Tron Black, but then Sean was walking by and I was supposed to do another interview with Sean. And apparently, Sean is building his entire new company called Equa on top of Tron's system called Ravencoin using his platform. And so they were like, hey, we should do a show together because you're actually using my platform and I'm building the platform. So we did that. Tron Black is also a partner over at Medici Ventures. And so we got to just hear a bunch of their comments and views on, like, what is money? How does this all work? What are they focused on? What does this space need? And learned a lot from them. They were just really, really great. Great interview.
Awesome. Cool. So that, if I do my math right, it looks like that is 9 shows that I will be doing heavy. 9 shows that I will be doing some hot and heavy post-production on in order to get them released before the end of 2019. So that kind of sets us up pretty good for the rest of this year. And then we're going to make some changes for season 2, which is going to be, in our nomenclature, season 2 is going to be 2020.
Yep.
A big year. We got the Bitcoin Pizza Day anniversary. We got the Bitcoin halving. We got consensus coming up in May in New York City.
We got the National Bitcoin Conference in Miami.
We got San Francisco. I think the Bitcoin Magazine, we've already bought tickets for that. Mm-hmm. They're keeping their tickets ultra low. Kind of got the hint from Marty and Matt O'Dell at Tales from the Crypt to go to that conference. They're going to be there again. They've already committed. And so that's in San Fran again.
Yeah.
And should be a ton of fun. So 2020 shaping up to be an epic year for a full entire calendar year of Darianary, of Windchill Time, carting the Bitcoin baby all around the country, maybe around the world. Who knows what will happen. But basically trying to create some content here that is very palatable and easily to digest for parents and busy working folks and
Or fun-formational.
Fun-formational. Fun and informational. Exactly. Yeah. Stealing that from Matt Case again. Shout out to you, Matt Case. Hopefully we'll see you this afternoon at the WTI Happy Hour. And for full disclosure, yes, they are a sponsor of this podcast as well. And so, yeah, number of changes coming for season 2, but, you know, we still want to schedule you if you want to come on the show, so please reach out, and we'll get something scheduled up. Otherwise, that's pretty much going to do it for the show, so want to do a quick review of our sponsors, CoinMe, FreshChalk, and WTIA.
Thank you, as always, to our sponsors who allow us to do the work that we're doing right now. A special shout out to CoinMe. We just recorded the CEO and founder yesterday, so look out for that show coming.
We should get Crypto Bly on here now next.
Oh, yeah, totally. He's quite a personality, too. I love working with him. CoinMe is one of the best on-ramps to digital currency. So you can use an ATM using one of their CoinStar partnership machines. You can call and talk to a human, one of their private client services guys, Rolando, Brian, or Brent, and a whole host of other different products that they have available through CoinMe. You know, they also have a wallet, so you can just keep your funds with them and they'll keep it safe. Thanks to our other sponsor, FreshChalk, FreshChalk.com. Your best friend's recommendation engine. You need a recommendation for a product, a service, a local handyman, whatever it is. you probably would trust your best friend over some random person. Check it out. If you have some great recommendations of service providers or products in your local area, put them on freshchalk.com because that's how your friends will find out about them too. A final thanks to our sponsor, the WTIA, the Washington Technology Industry Association, powering over 1,100 technology companies in the Pacific Northwest, everyone from Portland up to Vancouver, BC, providing one collective voice when it comes to having conversation with policymakers, investors, innovators, and they also have a host of products at discount prices like health insurance and 401k.
Very cool. Thanks for reading that off straight from your brain.
Yep. I have a little bit stuffy, so excuse the
All right. Well, I'm going to get to pushing this show out, and then hopefully we'll see some of you folks out at the happy hour at
Optimism Brewery.
At Optimism Brewery, exactly, on Capitol Hill here in Seattle. Thanks a lot, and be nice to each other out there, y'all.
Together we rise. Bye.
Hi, y'all. This is Anthony Etman from Ikigai. Just wanted to give you a few quick compliance disclosures here. None of the statements or opinions expressed in Windshield Time by the guests or its hosts are to be taken as financial or legal or psychological or dietary advice or a solicitation of any kind to participate in a conservative or risky or speculative financial instrument that may or may not require accredited investor status as defined by either the SEC, the CFTC, or any other regulatory agency of the United States or of any other sovereign national regulatory agency or any country or independent thought and rational thinking from the laws of humanity. By listening, you acknowledge that the host, Ari and Day, and their guests are not financial advisors or legal scholars or psychologists or dietitians of any kind, but only humans and not sentient intergalactic alien life forms. There shall be no reliance by the listeners to the representations made in this podcast as being factual, fiduciary, or any other big vocabulary word you can think of. All statements made in this podcast by any living or dead or unborn or zombie or robotic entity in the past, present, or future of the space-time continuum of the known universe are purely ironic or coincidental thoughts and opinions, moments or observations of sarcasm, sadness, glee, education, entertainment, enlightenment, or any other unenumerated emotion and or reaction experienced from the Windshield Time podcast are fully your responsibility and reaction that may or may not be intended for the listener in any way, shape, or form. This podcast may contain adult information. Discretion is strongly advised. Thanks for listening.
This is the level at which I would like the mic to be.
Because what part of your money...
At the moment, at least. How's it going? Lots going on. It helps to talk in a podcast instead of looking at me and nodding.
Well, what's going on right now is I've got a few calls and stuff lined up for today.